Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
You know what? We've got Benji to talk about Earthbug, but there's no chance I'm passing the opportunity to bring Benji Shulman into this conversation, because I know that he has thoughts on this. There's no chance he doesn't. Benji, good morning.
How's it, Howard? How are you doing? Nice to be with you. So, all right. So all this earthquake prep that I did, that must just go out the window.
No, we're coming to that. No. Don't be shaken. We'll come back to Earth. Sorry, that was terrible. But let's just talk. I just want your view on this before we get into the whole earthquake story.
So, Howard, I came in just towards the end, but I'm assuming what you're talking about is the linking of categories whenever people are trying to condemn bigotry or something.
What we're talking about is Chris Martin at Coldplay, when he asked the two fans to come on stage, and he said, "Where are you from?" They said, "Israel." And he said, "Oh, I see, I'm treating you as human." And then there was a shout out to the Palestinians in the audience, because he obviously felt very nervous. To me, it's just it's an absurdity. But I don't know, maybe you haven't given it much thought.
I mean, what's interesting, I think, is that Chris Martin, as far as I know, actually has been one of slightly better people in celebrity world on this issue. So it's like, when I saw that, I was like, okay, well, people are kind of giving him quite a hard time, and I sort of understand why. But he's sort of at least doing something. We have celebrities out there who won't wear yellow ribbons anymore because it's like offensive, or then they have to mention the Palestinians who are the civilians in Gaza. So I kind of feel like, we're giving Chris Martin a hard time, but I also kind of feel like he kind of at least is trying, even if it's a bit awkward and ridiculous.
You see, that's what I said. Benji's a nicer person than I am. There is no question about that. Benji, thank you for that perspective. Now, let's go to all the prep that you did on this earthquake, because that would be unfair to you if you didn't know. But it gets surprisingly little press. But we're talking about over 1,400 people having been killed by this earthquake. What bring us up to speed?
Yeah, I think that 1,400 number, I saw that at the beginning, but actually it was even more. That's also a number like 2,500 now as well. So already they're sort of starting to talk about how it's going to be difficult to find people and do search and rescue. Afghanistan is a great case study in the fact that natural disasters are not disasters unless there are humans involved, right? So if you have an earthquake in the middle of, I don't know, Chad or Mali or something where there's no people, then there's no disaster. But not only does Afghanistan have people and quite a bad natural landscape, they've also got a really bad political environment, and that actually also hampers the ability to get aid. The Taliban puts restrictions on women rescuers, for example, and so once they impose those rules, it causes more death and destruction, because they have these kind of bizarre ways of doing things.
So the in terms of the how prone to earthquakes is this area? Because I feel like we hear about these earthquakes every Monday and Friday in that region.
Yeah, so Afghanistan is pretty bad. I think we've discussed this before. So if you think about the Earth's crust, it's kind of cut up into these plates. And Afghanistan is on a plate between the Indo-Pacific plate and the sort of Asia Minor one. And so they rub against one another all the time. And so you get these lots of little earthquakes. I think since the 90s, there have been about 100 what's called serious earthquakes or sort of large magnitude ones. But there's something like 325 odd that have been just like continuous kind of measurable serious earthquakes, but the 100 that have actually done serious damage. So it is very, very prone to these sorts of things.
Right. And in terms of prevention, is there any form of care, as you said, with regard to, humans getting involved and making things worse?
So it's interesting. There actually is a lot, but you need a proper system. The idea is not so much to you can't prevent an earthquake, but if you were to put in proper systems that meant that housing was built properly and that infrastructure was correctly done and that there were warnings when earthquakes happened, and there was public education on what to do during an earthquake. All of these things actually can save quite a lot of lives. A good example is actually during it's not an earthquake, but the fact that so few civilians in Israel have died in the wars, part of that is not to do with the Iron Dome. It's part to do with the fact that the sort of local civilian home guard has actually put in place and educated the population of what to do in an attack. And that actually means that people don't die. And so you'd need a similar thing in Afghanistan if you were going to be serious about reducing earthquake-related deaths. But that would also mean that you would have to be serious about, you know, educating women, for example, which is just not part of the Taliban's viewpoint.
Yeah, it's as you were speaking, I was thinking, thank God South Africa doesn't have too many natural disasters, because with our government, I guess, who is a natural disaster, helped by man to come into power, I mean, we'd be in terrible trouble, because you really do need this whole system around, built up around, to take care, as you've said, around, you know, the way of looking after people.
Well, and the way you can see it is in two places. The one is in flooding and the other one is in fires. So that is something that affects particularly informal settlements every winter, both of those phenomena, that people die every year. And they lose their homes and their houses and all of this. And we don't have a proper system in place to deal with it. And that's where you can see it. So, you know, we have relatively minor natural disasters, but where we do have them, the sort of ineptitude of particularly local governments does come into play, and you can see how it affects people.
Mm. So is it rude to say that, by definition, is the ANC a natural disaster? Do you think we can categorize them as that?
Well, no, it's an unnatural disaster.
Yes, it is. It is, because nobody can be naturally that bad, right? All right, Benji, I know that now we're wading into all sorts of territories that you definitely did not sign up for. Benji Shulman, thank you as always. Thank you for making yourself available to us and for educating us on this terrible disaster in Afghanistan.